Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Oh, the time has come. It is time for Riled Up. The phone line last night, I'm sure the phones were hot and they were getting pounded by unhappy Eagle fans throughout that game and thereafter. And I hope you hit the Riled Up line at 610-771-9751 and left your message and purged it from your system. If you didn't, we take live calls at 610-632-0975. But let's get right to the business and see what came in on the Riled Up line.
Riled up? No, I'm not riled up. I'm deflated, defeated, disgusted. Dallas is probably going to win the division. What do we do now? Help me, somebody.
Yeah, we can't right now. Dallas is going to win the division. Oh, please.
By the way, they're no. 7-point favorite Thursday over
well,
the Skins.
I mean, there's no Alex Smith.
Yeah, who's Colt McCoy?
Yep.
And they're bringing in E.J. Manuel and
Colt McCoy
Sanchez
actually almost pulled it out last night, yesterday.
Yeah, they're...
He went and took the lead.
That team's done. Washington's probably done, though, because of that injury. Not that Alex Smith was great.
I know.
But that's a huge blow to that team. So they're going to bring in E.J. Manuel and the Sanchez for the backup spot. Mark Sanchez, is he still training?
Sanchez. His phone's here in Chinatown.
It's what?
You remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Where he was at Hop Sing, and he was doing karaoke.
Yeah, I remember seeing the video. That's great.
Doing the Backstreet Boys.
Hop Sing Laundromat, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I've never been there. That's a Mikey Miss spot. Good spot.
I mean, I haven't been there. I don't know. One might be wandered in there late.
Yeah, he's singing what, the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Well, he might be back. The Sanchez. What's next?
Nice shot.
This is the new North. This is the new North. Guys, what's going on with Doug? How about Doug should write a new book called How to Lose a Locker Room and a Team a Year After Winning the Philadelphia Eagles only Super Bowl? This is the new North.
Yeah.
How to Lose a Locker Room in Less Than a Year.
That'll be the new book tour. how to Suffer the Worst Loss in Super Bowl History After Winning It. That'll be another one.
Losing for Dummies.
Losing for Students. Well, I got a lot of requests for the meter to come back in.
Yeah, I think I'm always mine.
Oh, is that right? You're in agreement with the people that are asking for the return of the Stunod meter?
I found it entertaining, so therefore I would not be against it.
All right, so I should maybe stop on the way home at the Costco and pick up some bulk 9-volt batteries. I'm going to need bulk is what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is I'd like to see it back because it was entertaining.
It was a little comic.
Nothing against Doug, it was just entertaining.
Yeah, and frankly, we need a little bit of levity, right?
And Gallows humor, that's going to be over the next few weeks.
Yeah, you're right about that. What's next?
You know what? Screw it. Let's beat Cleveland to the punch, and we hire Condoleezza Rice. I mean, where do we go from here? This is unbelievable. We have so many holes. I mean, where do we even start? Where do you start in the draft? You need offense. You need defense. It really feels like we're on the brink of a rebuild.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's an entire rebuild. I really don't.
Maybe not an entire rebuild, but it's a... You got to rebuild the offensive line. You got to
explain that.
Well,
rebuild the offensive line in what? Like,
well, I don't know that Jordan Mailata is going to be the guy at left tackle. I mean, the guy had to learn how to put on his pads this preseason.
Okay, but again, you've worked him out in that spot. He's going to get a shot at that spot, and you're going to have Lane Johnson back healthy.
Yeah, but you're going to put this guy who was a rugby player 2 years ago. To protect your quarterback's blind side?
If he can't play, then he doesn't play. That's all. I mean, if he's bad and he can't play, then he doesn't. He's not the guy.
Well, you got to revamp this defensive line too, because you're not going to bring back Haloti Ngata.
Well, but Barnett, you need an interior defensive lineman.
Yeah,
but again, that's a free agent cog sort of guy.
And maybe Jernigan can come back.
Yeah, and you're going to get Barnett. You're going to get Barnett back. You're going to lose Graham.
So you lose Brandon Graham. What do you do about Darby?
Well, you can't pay him.
You can now. Not coming off the injury, right?
Yeah. So you hope, you know, if you can get him cheap on a one-year deal.
And I got Sidney Jones as my number one corner.
That's a killer.
Oh. We're close to a rebuild. We're a little closer, maybe.
It's not a rebuild.
Maybe that's the wrong retool. Is that good enough?
Yeah, no. It's a serious retool, but it's not a, like, scrap it all over.
No, I agree.
Like, they need to be in the mix next year.
Yeah, and you can do that in an offseason in the NFL. Take care of check a lot of boxes, right? How we can do that?
Yes.
What's next?
Quack, quack, quack. Oh, is that one of the Doug Carson shot? No, that's one of his deep balls. Get out of the duck blind, stop shooting and killing birds, and start trying to kill some defenses.
I can't grab it.
Quack, quack.
That was pretty good.
That was a good duck call.
It was good. It was. It was excellent.
Wonder if he gets into the duck blind. I could see you in the duck blind in a tree stand or something. With the dog, you let the dog go get the duck after you drop it.
Who?
You.
Dude, my dog is a labradoodle.
A labradoodle?
All right, so it doesn't get anything that's living.
Oh, really?
No.
You got a labradoodle?
She doesn't even get off the couch.
I took my dog.
She's the only dog that doesn't want to go outside.
I took my dog in last week to get, bathed and clipped and the ears and all that. And I have a golden retriever, and the hair gets long by their keister.
Yeah.
And I was getting a little knotty, so they had to shave her ass. I got a golden retriever with a shaved keister now.
All right. Well, it's good to do.
You get the monkey with the no hair on the butt? That's all what right. My dog looks like. It's a little disturbing.
Man, I don't need that image, man. Come on.
Well, it's a little disturbing looking. Yeah. What's next?
Bosby? What the f*** is a Bosby? Come on now. Who the f*** is Bosby?
Bosby was actually one of your best players.
You're actually right.
He can laugh at me, but I liked him in training camp. I liked him in training camp. So they signed him. He actually wasn't terrible. And he tackled.
Real quick, Brian Cunningham tweets in with a tweet riled up message. Doug's new book, 50 Shades of Suck by Doug P. Might be a bestseller. What's that?
I can't remember the last time I stopped watching the Eagles game halfway through. It's halftime. I didn't watch it late for the second half. I did my laundry instead.
What?
All right, Ant. Is that a violation to not watch the second half of that very difficult to watch game?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
I put out a Twitter poll when it was 45-7 asking that exact question.
You got to suffer.
In? Yeah. If you gloated about the Super Bowl, you got to suffer, right?
You got to suffer.
61% of the people, over 2,300 that voted, said, no way, I'm not watching anymore. This is pathetic. 39% said, yes, true fans keep the game on.
Yeah, they do. I believe that.
What's next?
Last week, I saw Bill Belichick take Tom Brady out against the Titans because they were losing by 20 points. This week, Dougie P doesn't have the common sense to take Carson out while they're losing by 40 points. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I thought so, too. I was surprised that he left him in.
Did you think he should have pulled him out?
Yeah.
I would not have pulled him out.
Why?
Because I want him to play through it. I want him to keep playing and battling in there. Look, he was getting hit a lot, and there was a lot of pressure, so I get that standpoint.
They were blitzing him the last series up until the interception.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that. I need him to play because I do believe part of the issue is he needs to play more to come back from the injury, to build up confidence in the limb. Now, was he building confidence yesterday? Probably not, right? But I was fine with them keeping Carson in the game. I know a lot of people weren't, though.
I would have took him out. Now, again, I don't know.
Sudfeld in there?
No. You put Nick
there. Fold.
How's everyone doing?
Imagine that if he goes in there and throws a touchdown then, and we got a QB controversy on our hands.
Stop. QB controversy. Here's the thing. Unless Carson, I don't know if Doug could be covered, because Doug could have said to Carson, hey, I'm going to pull you. And he would have said, no, listen, coach, I want to go down with my boys.
Yeah.
Because a true leader says, no, I don't want to come out of the game. I want to stay in the game with my guys.
Yeah, he goes down with the ship. And he did, and I appreciate that out of him. What's next?
Time to get the Sundar meter out, dust it off, and put it on both coaches. Defensively, Schwartz should not be a coach in the NFL. He has no clue what he's doing. We got stars on defense, and he doesn't know how to utilize them. Offensively, we have to come to realize Peterson had the coaches behind him last year, and it was a team effort. We can't have him there ruining Carson's great year.
So a dual Stunod meter, one for the defensive side of the ball and one for the offensive side.
Do it.
So I got to dust off the original Stunod meter. I got to build another one now.
Do it.
All right. It's under advisement, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Why?
I think I got to stick to my word to say when you win the Super Bowl, Stunod meter goes on the shelf. I put it in the attic. Now, I did hear it maybe humming a little bit up there the other day. Heard a little vibration up there.
You got to bring it back. Come on.
Oh, my wife's looking for it. She heard it. And I'm going, what's the noise up there? I wasn't going to go up and get it, though. That's a Geiger counter.
I like that, Andrew.
What's next?
Don't come on the radio today and say we're still in the division. I don't give a damn if Alex Smith got hurt or not. That football team, the Philadelphia Eagles, is not a playoff team. The Dallas Cowboys are better. The Washington Redskins are better. And yes, they are. I don't care what you say.
Well, maybe not with Alex Smith.
They're not better. But whatever. I hear you. Your point's not wrong.
Yeah. Nothing. No games are a guarantee for the Eagles right now.
I appreciate your POV here. You know, nobody wants to be bothered.
Your POV, huh?
Nobody wants to be bothered with division talk.
Not today. That's not the day for it. You're certainly right about it.
Not dead, but
close. What's next?
Hey, old cuz. Martinez. I'm out on this. I'm out on this season. I gotta watch Christmas movies for the rest of the remaining Sundays. I gotta salvage what's left to be happy about. This is insane. I know we were up against it, but holy.
Oh, man. He sounds so defeated.
He's going to the Christmas movies.
Sounds so defeated, though.
You like the Christmas movies?
There's a few
favorite?
I like.
What's your favorite?
My favorite Christmas movie of all time. Miracle on 34th Street. I'm old school.
Okay.
Or It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, but what about the with the kids?
Polar Express.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, watching it on Saturday night with the girls.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a half animated kind of thing with Tom Hanks. Sure. Always great. It's a great movie. Really is a good movie. What's next?
You know, I hope the Eagles see what New Orleans did to them by embarrassing them. They kicked a field goal up 37 points to rub it in their face. The Eagles should go out right now and destroy every team and be angry because what New Orleans did, that was a douchebag move.
But what did he say was it? What's the issue? I had a hard time understanding him, Andrew.
It's the running up the score.
Oh. So he's calling that a D-bag move by the Saints.
I'll be honest with you. I can't really get worked up over it.
No, me neither.
I mean, look. On the last touchdown, he could have tried to score if he runs outside. But he ran three plays into the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he just kicked the field goal. And
I mean, he could have scored.
And you can only say that if you had a problem with what the Eagles did against the Broncos last year. And they ran it up.
You kicked the field goal out of mercy as to not putting up a 50-burger. He could have went for it. It'd probably been worse to go for it.
Yeah, you're right. What's next?
Maybe this offseason we won't write books. We won't go hunting with Mike Trout and kill 800 ducks and goose. Maybe we'll actually get in the film room, do some study. And you know what? This is on Howie, too. This is what happens when you trust 35-year-old veterans. They get hurt, okay?
I totally agree with you.
That was awesome. Maybe we should not kill 1,000 ducks.
I do give a little bit of blame to Howie, and I appreciate the moves that he made the year prior. But putting faith that 35-year-old guys are going to be contributors is not a good recipe. And who knows if Sproles can even ever get back on the field. It's a shame.
I agree.
He may never see the field again.
I hear you.
You hate to see a guy end his career that way. What's next?
I can take losing, but I can't take no team going out there and not showing no damn effort. Mike Brown needs to be fired. You single-handedly shrunk our offense. Our quarterback looks like because of your game plan and the packages you put in. Get rid of the cancer, Mike Brown.
Is he putting in the game plan and the packages? I mean, you know this dynamic between an offensive coordinator and a head coach who's the offensive play caller. Right?
Listen, T. Will is insane. He called with the same thing.
Yeah.
He called with the same thing with Mike Groh.
Now he's tweeting me the same stuff, too. I mean, he is not.
I love T. Will.
I do, too, but he's insane.
The Mike Groh thing, come on.
He also told me, I don't care what Tyrone said. Tyrone don't know hoops. I said, dude, you better recognize. Ty knows his hoops.
First of all, your MB thing is ridiculous.
Absurd.
I love him. I love the guy. Love the guy. His Embiid thing is ridiculous. He's soft. What are you, out of your mind?
What's next?
Seriously.
You guys sitting down?
Yeah.
This next one's tough.
If Wentz does not get hurt last year, I don't think we win the Super Bowl. I think we lose to the Super Bowl to the Patriots because Wentz is not as clutch as people like to say they are. There's no way a quarterback could have played at a higher level than Foles in that Super Bowl. So give Foles his props. And Wentz would not have won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Are we arguing about a what-if scenario?
Yeah.
What was his point?
Saying that Carson doesn't have the clutch gene that Nick had. Now, Nick, let's give him his props. He was great.
Yeah, but I don't understand the point. Is the point that Nick Foles should play right now?
I think that's what he's alluding to. I
like to hear him follow up that inane point with his real point. What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that A, Nick Foles should be playing now? B, Carson Wentz is not a franchise quarterback? C, you hate people who I don't know,
have talent?
Who have talent and praise people who have talent? I don't know. Tell me what it is.
Well, here's the thing. By his logic, then I guess you should extend Nick Foles and make Wentz the backup or trade Wentz.
No, I can't.
Well, you get a lot in return for Wentz, though, and you get a nice package, right? Oh, my goodness. This is the problem with losses like this. It turns everybody's head into oatmeal.
Yeah, we get goofy.
Yeah. We're all like
mashed potatoes.
Yeah. What's next? God.
The worst loss by any Super Bowl team in NFL history. The worst loss by any Super Bowl team in NFL history. And the only thing that I can think of. Wait, you guys hear that in the background? Jimmy Butler! Jimmy Butler!
Sixers in action tonight.
Are you kidding me?
Sixers Suns tonight down at the Wells Fargo Center.
Get excited!
I am excited. I need a little something to change the mojo around here. Let me give you the line for tonight, Anthony. The Sixers tonight, how about an 11.5-point choice at home tonight?
See, here's what's going to happen. They're going to be up by 38 points. And the Suns are going to cut it to 4.
Uh-oh.
Like a 37, I don't know the math, but 37-5 run.
And then the Sixers will win by 10.
But will Brett call a timeout during the 37-5 run? Right?
Yes.
He will?
Yes.
All right, so he will realize the mistakes of his past.
I'm goofy myself after dealing with all the people today and yesterday's game.
See, it's weird because we talked about this briefly last week, and it may bear another conversation in the near future, about all the coaches in this town right now are all got like an arrow pointing down in the minds and hearts of the fans.
Yeah, although
nobody feels good about any of them right now.
I know. Well, let Brett. I don't know. Dude, after yesterday, I need a break.
Questioning everything.
I'm glad the Sixers are playing tonight.
Yeah, we need it tonight. We need a big win tonight from the Sixers.
You know what stinks is I don't feel like watching football tonight.
That's how turned off you are?
But it's Rams-Chiefs.
I mean, that is an epic game tonight.
I know.
I mean, this may be the greatest Monday night game we've seen in years.
I hate going into Thanksgiving week. on this kind of sour note.
Well, here's the good news about tonight and that Monday night game, because you got to watch it, and you got to watch the Sixers game. You turn the sound on your Sixers game on that TV, and you watch the Monday night game with no sound, so you don't have to hear Witten.
That's good. That's good strategy by you.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'll have it laid out.
Strategy.
I'll have the football game on the computer, and I'll have the Sixers game on the big screen.
I like that.
All right, that's riled up. Good job by everybody who contributed, and
it was entertaining.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Riley Sales. You riled up, get comfortable.
Cathartic.
With Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Supplies. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Hit the Riled Up line tonight at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, whether they're still in regards to the Philadelphia Eagles, who are, it's kind of circling the drain right now for the Eagles. And then, obviously, for what goes on tonight with the Sixers as well. Make sure you hit the Riled Up line, and we'll play them tomorrow at 1 o'clock.